You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than when your doctor's having a bad day.
It's better
than when the cop's having a bad day.
It's better
than when the judge is having a bad day.
It's better
than not sleeping all night.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
It's also better than your wife not having a good day.
Or your husband not having a good day.
It's also better than your child not having a good day.
Or your teacher.
Or your dog.
Your cat.
Hamster. You're out.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, all right, all right. And here we are.
I'm going to get my eyebrow or my eyebrow pierced. What do you think about that?
What?
I'm going to get my eyebrow pierced. I was just thinking about that. What do you think?
Why?
I don't know.
No.
Just thinking.
No.
Thinking I'd get my eyebrow pierced.
No.
Because my friend had her belly button pierced back a while ago, and it got infected. And
yeah, that was nasty.
It was gross.
Yes.
So I'm thinking I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, my ex-wife had her belly button pierced, and she got the good idea of putting a cat in it. It was like on a... There was like a bar through the belly button, and then there was a cat on the end of it.
Uh-huh.
And the cat had a curly tail, a little tail that hung down and curled up.
That's not good when you wear jeans.
Man, it got caught on everything, and it was always infected from the day she got it.
Yeah.
Until
the see divorce. Eyebrow, nobody's messing there. You will look like this.
Yeah. Why again?
Because ever since we were talking about with our friends about piercing and how he said he can't argue, you know, if his daughter ever comes to him and wants to get her nose pierced or something, he can't say anything because it's in the Bible.
Was it Rebecca?
Yeah, Rebecca.
It just says,
they give him nose rings and all that.
It just says ring.
Cultural thing.
It doesn't
back
say
then.
Nose ring. In the major text,
yes.
In the King James Version, it just says ring.
Right, but I mean, you know.
I mean, not in the King James Version, but I mean the original Hebrew.
But culture, pictures and stuff on walls show with nose rings.
True.
You know. So, I'm just saying that it happened. So, he was just having this conversation that, you know, what am I going to do? It just freaks me out. I can't handle nose piercings. I just can't handle it.
I really don't think it was a piercing.
What do you think it was?
Well, I think it might have been a nose ring, but I don't think it was a piercing. I think it was the kind that just slip on. Because there's no way at the well he's going to go through an entire piercing process for this girl he just met.
She probably already had her nose pierced.
Well, then there would already been a ring there, wouldn't there?
I don't know. Maybe there was. Maybe she took it out and put a new one in.
No, I think it's just kind of just slip on.
Okay. Could be.
I don't think there was a piercing involved.
Just like one of those little clipped things.
Yeah. Because because didn't the Jews have a rule against piercing their skins? Skin?
I don't think so.
Skin?
I don't know. I don't think so.
There was some kind of rule about that. Because it was a pagan thing.
Was there? I don't know. I can't answer that.
To mutilate your body and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what do you think? What would you think if Helen wanted to get her nose pierced?
Well, she did. She got her ears pierced, and I said no, because nobody consulted me about it. And who was right? Who ended up being right about that one?
You, because she couldn't take care of them.
It was too little. She was too little.
She was 5, and I thought she was...
She needed to be 12.
But she wasn't old enough, so, you know, probably 8 will be good.
12.
We're not waiting until she was 12.
We're gonna
you know
consult
what?
Daddy,
you're not a girl. You're not a girl.
Yes.
And I am.
Yes.
And I got my ears pierced when I was 12, and that was way too late.
Why?
Because I could have taken care of him at 8.
But we are going to have a conversation this time.
Yes, we will. I learned my lesson.
Of the father before the act is done.
I learned my lesson.
See that? See that? Iron fist. Iron fist.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I lost my eraser.
Need some help?
No. I don't know where it went.
We'll get it after.
Oh,
the
there
show.
It is. Okay, got it. Okay. Right. So I'm, you know, he was just all freaked out about piercings and, you know, it's just not a good thing. We shouldn't be piercing our nose or our eyebrows or our belly buttons or anything else for that matter. And I'm thinking,
this guy.
This friend of ours. And yes. So I'm thinking to myself, who the heck cares?
I don't think it's a big deal.
What's it matter? Don't we have other tattoos? Things to worry about?
What about tattoos?
Whatever. You want to tattoo your entire body?
What about if Helen wanted a tattoo?
If she was of age, underage, because you're not old enough to make that decision. But if she came of age, she was 18, and she could make her own decision, really nothing I can do about it except for tell her that I don't think it's wise. I don't think tattoos are wise. You can't make them go away once they're there unless you have lots of money and you're going to get laser surgery.
They're a permanent thing on your body.
I mean, at least with a piercing, you can take it out and it'll close. Tattoo, you can't make go away, can you?
Unless you're getting the tattoo Jesus Christ is Lord on your body, I'm pretty much against it. And I have a tattoo.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You can't make it go away, can you?
No.
No, it's always there.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying that tattoos are bad. I mean, if you like them and you're okay with them sagging when you're 80, okay, go for it. But I just don't think they're very wise. It's not really
the wisest
thing in the world to do.
Personally, I think that the human body is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think God created it beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that a tattoo adds anything to the human body. It's graffiti on the body.
Yeah.
I don't like it on myself. And not attracted to it on women.
No.
So that's just my personal feelings. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not it's a sin, no.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything. There are some passages in the Bible that allude to it, but there's also some passages in the Bible that allude to writing things on your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can play that either way. I just, especially in the light of the New Testament, in the light of the grace of Jesus Christ, it's not anything.
Well, and I was just,
it's the lifestyle that surrounds.
Right. And that's what was getting him. That's what was getting our friend. He was thinking, yeah, but, because we have this idea of people that are, we have this stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. I was watching Life Today. It's a show on Christian channel. And Beth Moore, she does a Bible study, and I like to watch it. Anyway,
it's very good.
The lead, he wasn't a singer. It was the guitarist from Korn.
Yeah, I think he was the bassist or guitarist or something.
What was his name?
I'll look it up. Continue the story.
Anyway, he got saved, and they had him out as a guest, and he gave his testimony, and it was so amazing. But you look at him, and he doesn't look like Brad. he's got long hair and a big long beard, and he's got tattoos all over his entire body, and he just doesn't look like your stitched up, nice little church boy. But you know what? He loved the Lord with a fervor and a passion that was inspiring to me. I was just his
Brian Welch.
Love was, it was, as a friend of ours would say, it was really neat to listen to him. Yeah. And the testimony.
He looked like Luke, actually.
That he had, and the amazing love for the Lord and the his knowledge of scripture and how much he wanted to just reach out to these kids who came from that culture he came from, you know, and he's still doing music. He's like, God's given me this awesome music, and it's going to be hard rock, but it's going to have positive messages instead of the negative that he used to do. And so I think that's what it gets in the way.
Yeah.
We can't look past the external into the heart of the person. The earring gets in the way. The tattoo gets in the way. The long hair gets in the way. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's,
Jesus never looked at any of that.
And that's been a problem generation after generation. I mean, even with this music. Contemporary rock music. And, when I was a kid, it was like
Kiss.
Well, not even that. I just mean, yeah. But it was the music was associated with Kiss and negative things for children. So when Christian rock music
started coming out, I see what you're saying.
There were people saying you can't listen to that because it doesn't matter if it says Jesus Christ in it. If they're screaming Jesus Christ between the guitar solos,
right?
It's still bad music.
Yeah, well,
because
no
they were
music
associating
is bad music.
Because they were associating the music itself and the style of music with the lifestyle, and I don't think that's exactly fair. I mean,
I don't. I think God created the love of music and the love that we have for music and the ability to the skill and the craft to make music.
I like somebody told me, he said, all music is Christian music.
Yeah.
It's just the words that are bad.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. It's all good. I think we turn it into...
It's all good.
It's all good. We turn it into something that God never intended it to be.
I think we do that with everything pretty
well,
much.
Well, of course. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I want to know. And my whole point of bringing this up.
I got a staple gun in there. You want to do it now?
No. I couldn't handle the pain. I almost passed out when I got my ears pierced the second time. So, and then when I was in college and I got the third ones put in, yeah. I thought I was going to die. And I let them close up the next day because I couldn't. I thought I was going to pass out. My roommate had an ear gun and shot him. And I thought, I couldn't handle it. So stuck with two.
Good for you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Pretty much, you know, you should probably go someplace that has a license.
You'd think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was licensed. She was a beautician. My roommate had gone to beauty school.
For future reference, a needle and a potato is not a gun.
It was a gun. It was a real piercing gun.
Uh-huh.
It was.
Sure.
My sister used the potato and the needle and the ice cube method, but not me. No. But my point in this is that I want to know what people's opinions are. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to know what you think.
Well, call in and let us know and tell us what you have to think.
Call in and tell us what you think. I want to know, you know, what do you think if, you know, your daughter came home with, you know.
Or not came home with, but wanted to get something. Because we all agree that just coming home with it is probably a bad thing.
No, I mean came home with a boy or, you know, that looked different than, you know, you would prefer. And that may be different for
that's all of them.
Yeah, well, for you, yeah.
That's all.
Doesn't matter what you look like, you can't come home with her. Or if your daughter came home and said, I want to get my nose pierced. What do you think about that? You know. So, that's all.
That's all.
I want to know what people think.
Okay. All right. Well, then call in and tell us what you think. The number to call in. Ooh, I've got that right here. Watch this. I can just press this button and tell you.
He's on, man.
Because I am so cool. It's 206-350-6956.
6956.
That's right.
If you call right now.
We'll include a free Ginsu knife set.
Can you even get those anymore?
No.
Huh. My grandpa had one of those.
These are rusty old ones that we have in the closet.
My grandpa got one of those.
Did she? Did they cut a can and a tomato?
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
It did actually work.
Wow.
Yeah. Was the Ginsu one with the compass on it?
The Ginsu wasn't one with a compass on it.
What was that one?
That's the Rambo knife.
Oh, that's right. He had that too.
No. That would not cut. That would cut a cow a human.
He could. He had that because he's like, oh, look at the compass didn't work. He was just a joke. But he did. I don't know what came over him. He spent way too much time sitting in front of the TV.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And ordering things off of it, evidently.
Apparently so.
Did he have a pocket fisherman?
No, that wasn't invented back then.
What?
This was like in 1980.
The pocket fisherman was invented back then? 85. Pocket fisherman was when I was a kid.
84, 85.
Like in the 70s.
Okay, well, I don't remember it because I didn't fish.
The pocket fisherman.
Okay.
That was a cool thing,
he didn't have
man.
A pocket fisherman.
Hey, baby. You sound like you got a cough? Okay, we'll get you a cough. Go sit down. Sure. So, Sniffles is here.
Yeah.
And
the SP, as we call her.
The SP. All right. Well, everybody, I guess that's enough. We will answer some listener call-ins that we have for tomorrow. So, tune in for those. And let me see if I can find my way out of here. I'm going to press pause on that one. That's Charles putting his 2 cents in. And then let's play some outro music. There we go.
There it is.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
I hope you've enjoyed this Thursday.
Me
Lost
too.
Comes on tonight.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, Brad looks forward to this. And then he
this
lays
show
in bed.
Has consumed my life.
Listen, after he watches it, then we have to go to bed and we have to talk about it for an hour. Because he has to like completely pick apart every single thing. It's a good thing we have TiVo because he pauses. What'd that sign say? What'd that say? Pack it up. What'd that say? And then he goes to work the next day and he talks to Sam. And then he has to come home and tell me everything that Sam thought.
Yeah. Yeah. The show. Yeah. I wish my faith was as strong as like my desire to like.
To know. What's going to happen and Lost.
It's bad.
It really is.
To the point of almost stopping watching it because it consumes so much of my thought processes. I've restricted it. It hadn't been so bad.
It's been better this year, actually, yeah. since it started.
Because I refuse to go onto the websites that talk about all the little hidden things. I just won't go there. Because if I go there,
You know what? You're much busier at work. You don't have time for all that business. I don't have time for
all that business.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Vayas con Dios, everybody.
Vayas con Dios.
Oh, I got to turn it back up. There we go.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.